So outsourcing. So what is outsourcing? So this means finding a supplier to manufacture a part or the entire product for you. So you would outsource a manufacturing company, and they would produce that product for you, and then you'll sell it on. So the company does not produce the product themselves. They outsource or give it to another company to produce. The price, quality, and standards and delivery dates are all agreed in advance. This means that the entrepreneur can concentrate on other areas. For example, Nike owns just one small factory subcontracted to Taiwan in South Korea, and they will produce all their products for them. So the advantages of it simplifies management. So you don't have to worry about managing it. You've kind of delegated that or subcontracted that out to another company. It's cheaper to subcontract. So if you can find a company that is can make the product cheaper than you manufacturing it, well, then there's going to be more of a profit for you at the end. So cheaper to subcontract, and especially an awful lot of companies might subcontract to the likes of China or South Korea or Asia, where production of products can be a lot cheaper. Extra production staff are not needed, so we don't need staff to produce it. That's going to be all run by the company that you've outsourced it to. And it may suit businesses with seasonal dips. So if you're not trading for 12 months, then you're only trading for a small amount of period in the year. It might help you to outsource the product then, because then you don't have to shut down a factory if you're making it yourself. You can just stop the contract and then start the contract back up then when you come back trading. Disadvantages then, so you've got less control over the quality of the products. So are you 100% sure that the raw materials that they are using, or the company who you've subtracted to, are using the correct raw materials? So will the quality of product be as good? Will the standard be as good if you were making it yourself compared to who you've outsourced it to? Sometimes it can be more expensive, depending on the product, depending on where it is, depending on the raw materials you're using. And the subcontractor may decide to become a competitor. So if you keep on subcontracting to this manufacturing company to make your product, down the line, they could say, well, we're doing this for them and they're keeping all the profits, so why don't we make the product ourselves? So then they become a competitor, and you've kind of given them everything that they need to get into the market and how the market runs and how to put the product together, that they'll become a competitor and take a percentage of your market share. So that's outsourcing or subcontracting, the advantages and disadvantages of it.